Tashmisho Asura. So let's just review what we had said yesterday and then see where it takes us, see where it takes us today. So again, Rashi, it says, Bibramasu Matsasa. Rashi said, Bafilu Hachi Achita Velawakum. Lo te makim miyat rachmana akum hechad lo asal yade di Yisra. Yisra lo mechayv lo mitrachal el adur. Aval asal yade, but if it comes to his hand, mechayv lo asura da abe gaso asura. So we gave two explanations yesterday of how to understand such an havamina. What would be Rav Noi's havamina? It's not Rashi's havamina, it's Rav Noi. What would be Rav Noi's havamina? So the suggestion was that Rav Noi's havamina is like this. According to, says Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, as follows. Rav Shmuel taught us there could be, that you could be mechalik between when it comes to your hand versus before it comes to your hand. Losuchali is salim, that lav doesn't apply to a guy. But I would have a havamina that once it came to your hand, then the chiyuv does apply to a guy. So we make a split of the assay and the lav. So the Talmidim pointed out very sharply a few things in the Rambam. One of the things they pointed out, we saw this, Reb Shmuel already said this as well, that when it comes to a guy, to make such a split doesn't seem to be correct, because the Rambam says that the assay and the lav, you're over even from the moment of Losucha Le'Salam. So Reb Shmuel already pointed out, is not going to fit B'das HaRambam, to the point that we really got stuck. What exactly is the Havamina according to Rambam? Okay, so that a lot of times the Rambam doesn't go with the Bavli. So to try to fit the Rambam into Rav Noi when the Rambam himself never mentioned that Havamina, I don't know if we have to break our back on that. What we do have to break our back on is Shitas Rashi. What exactly is going on according to Rashi when it comes to the Havamina and the Maskana. So you have Reb Shmuel's Pshat. Shmuel's Pshat, the Talmidim also pointed out, was difficult. At the end of the day, when it comes to the Asay of Hashem Teshivim, so there it says, Adrosh Achicha Imach. So to say that once it comes to your hand, then there's a Chiyuv by the guy, specifically over there it says, Achicha. So to say that's a guy, that Reb Shmuel's Pshat was a little difficult. So we pulled out an amazing razzle-dazzle pshat, which the Talmidim found. Rav Moshe Feinstein quotes in the name of Rav Pesach Ruskin. Thanks, Shaya, for chasing it down. So you can look it up inside. You tell me if it says it. Rav Yoel pointed out that in my notes, it says a chakira that's a little bit different than what Rav Pesach Ruskin said. But the way I remember it is the following, the way I heard it from Shechter, and I did look it up, I did find it in Rav Moshe Baharai, who actually was the right Maramakom. So, over here, in Kuf Chav Ches, towards the bottom of the first column. So the Chakira goes as follows. Chakira is within the halacha of Yeyush. When it comes to the requirement, the halacha, that once Yisrael is Miyayish, the halacha is that you don't have to return it. What's the pshat? Is the pshat finders, keepers, losers, weepers, and therefore Yeyush, what does Yeyush do? Really becomes yours beforehand. But Yeyush, before Yeyush, there's a mitzvah of Hashava. Once Yeyush comes along, so then that's, in the terms of the yeshivas, it's mashlim the shame avud. It now says that not only is it yours, but you no longer have the mitzvah of Hashav Teshivim, and therefore it belongs to you. Or is the pshat, no, that before Yeyush it doesn't belong to you, after Yeyush it belongs to you, and there's a mitzvah of Hashava. So those were the two tzedakim. So it could very well be that we wanted to suggest that those are the two extra words in Rashi. When Rashi says, da'avedasa yasura, that Rashi is suggesting the following, that prior to the chiyuv of Hashava, there's an isur. In other words, it doesn't belong to you. And there is a memela, a chiyuv of Hashava. In other words, like the standard way of saying it, that before Yeyush, in such a case, it doesn't belong to you, it doesn't belong to the finder. So when it comes to a guy, So there we would have a hava amina, that the halacha is that even though there isn't a mitzvah of hashev teshivim necessarily, because there it says la'achicha, but we would have a hava amina that the object is asur, right? And since the object is asur, there's a chiyuv of hashava. You can't hold on to it. Kamash malon, the Xeris HaKosav comes and tells you no. It redefines not only Aveda Sakum, but it redefines the entire mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. And it tells us in regards to the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda that the chiyuv of Hashava is after it entirely belongs to you. Even though it belongs to you, nevertheless, you have a mitzvah of Hashava when it comes to a Jew. Since by a goy, the halacha is that there's no mitzvah of Hashava, Memela, you're allowed to hold on to it. And it redefines, in the Hava Amina, we thought that when you find it, it's usher to you. And we don't say finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is that you do say finders, keepers, losers, weepers. However, when it comes to a Jew, there's a mitzvah Hashava. But Memela, when it comes to a guy, there is no mitzvah Hashava. That was our addition. That's what Rashi means when he says, Avedoso Asura. Then in the Hava Amina, we thought, Eina Chanami, there is no mitzvah Hashava. Avol Asul Yada is Mechai Lachzira. Why? Because there is now a Chiyuv of Hashava, because it Hashmisho is Asura. It doesn't belong to you. Eina Chanami, there's no mitzvah of Hashava by a guy. But because the object is asur to you, then you have a chiyuv of hashava. Kamash mala, no! Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. And the halacha is that you're kona that which belongs to a goy. This is the pshat we suggest in Rashi. However, Rabosai, I have to back down from this pshat. I have to back down from this pshat. Both Rav Aron and Rav Creditor came over to me and they showed me that Rashi doesn't seem to hold us. I think Rav Aron told to Josh, right? Josh, he told you. If you take a look, Rashi in the beginning of Eilam Metzias, I have to tell you, I think it could be one time I learned Bo Metzias, I learned Eilam Metzias Bekias. I think the last time I learned Eilam Metzias, my son is here today. I think the last time I learned Eilam Metzias, when my son learned Eilam Metzias. I very much want to learn Eilam Metzias Bekiyun. And I never really done Eilam Metzias. So if you take a look at the first few Rashis in Eilam Metzias, is mashma that Rashi does not hold like this fancier pshat. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Let's take a look at Rashi in Dibur HaMaskil Mos Mefuzaros. Rashi says, when it comes to Mos Mefuzaros, you don't have to return them. Says Rashi, Ol hayol ve'ein lem simin nikar, since there is no simin, ayu'ushe miyayish, the fellow is miyayish, v'havelahu hefker. So, what is a simple reading of Rashi? That what does Yeyush do? Simple reading of Rashi is that Yeyush makes it Efker. Not that Yeyush is mashlim the shame Avud, but Yeyush says that it's Efker. And before Yeyush, it belongs to the loser. It's not the pshat that when he loses it, automatically becomes Efker, but there's a chiyuv of Hashava. So, Lechura, from this Rashi, you see like the standard side of the Chakira, and therefore our Diuk, even though it's a Geshmaka Diuk, Lechura we can't say in Das Rashi. So, I'm sorry, it was a very enjoyable pshat. It was really Misameach, but it seems to me the Talmidim pointed out that it's not MS. It doesn't work. Shmuel, there's a pshat over here, come squeeze in. That seems to me not to be MS, that I have to be Choser B'Das Rashi. And say that this can't be the pshat in Rashi. So what is the pshat then in Rashi? Yes, Yonatan. Say over the difficulty, absolutely. I'm glad you stopped me. Probably like Rav Yoel said, if you didn't understand it, then the odds are that other Talmidim also didn't understand it. So look, Rashi, the way we read, was that Rashi is telling us that the Gzeres HaKosav of Rav Noi is telling us the following. The Gzeres HaKosav says that I would have a Hava Mina, that the item doesn't belong to me, and the mela I need to return it to the guy. Right? Why? Because Avedaso is Asura. And comes along the Xeris HaKosav and says, no, you don't have to return it to him because the only Chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda is not Bitoras Mamon. Bitoras Mamon, it belongs to you. But the Xeris HaKosav comes along and tells you that you have a mitzvah of Hashavah. That mitzvah of Hashava only applies to Yisrael, doesn't apply to a guy. That's how we read Rashi. The Havamina was, Tashmisho is Asura, and you have to do Hashava. And there, how you masbir that? The Maskana. Your masbir, the Maskana, is saying that the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda is, the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda is, not that you have a financial responsibility mitzad, that the object belongs to the original owner. No, finders, keepers, losers, weepers. But superimposed is the Torah saying, betoras arvus, that you have a responsibility to return. Hashev teshivim lachicha. Memela, it doesn't apply by a guy. And the guy, the halacha avedas akum, that you don't have to return to a guy, becomes a gilui. It reveals to me the halacha in kol haTorah kula, in regards to, in other words, kol haolam, the entire world, that the chiyuv of hashava is a mitzvah that's superimposed, even though it belongs to you. That's what Rashi is saying. My kash, not my kasha. Rav Aron and Rav Creditor's kash is, and I think they're correct, that l'chura it's difficult to say this bedas Rashi, even though in svara it's absolutely beautiful, but l'chura I have to back down with this pshat. And that is because Rashi and Dibur HaMaskil, Moz Mefuzaros, said the following, said, Ho v'ein lem simen nikar, ayyushe miyayish, v'haviluhu hefker. That Moz Mefuzaros, the reason you don't have to return, the Mishnah Bava Metzion Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph says, is because the money is spread out, the owner is miyayish, and then it becomes hefker. If the halacha is that when you lose it, it automatically becomes hefker, and yeyush is just mashlin the shame avud, which says that you don't have to return it to another Jew, then Rashi would not have said it in this order. Rashi would not say ayush miayish v'havelu hefker. Both of those facts are true, that there's hefker and there's yeyush. But from Rashi it seems, according to all pshatim, but from Rashi it seems that the yeyush produces the hefker. And why does it become mine? Because there was yeyush. The way we were working was that Yeyush doesn't create the Hefker. Yeyush is mashlin the shame avud.
He's just mixed with the mitzvah of returning it.
Exactly. But Rashi seems to say over here, Ayeyush miyayush, and memela it's going to be Hefker. And therefore the pshat that we said yesterday is geshmak that it is, l'chura is not the emes in Rashi. See, this is my first edit from 7 years ago in Bava Metzia. So we edited together. With the help of Talmud, that's why you have to throw it out to the base medrash. It doesn't work in Rashi in the second parak. It doesn't work. I did not remember that Rashi formulates it this way. So the pshat l'chura is not correct. So what is the havamina according to Rashi? What could the pshat be? So there's a more subtle approach that we had given than what we had given, which Rav Naftali Trup gives, which Rav Shmuel Rozovsky quotes bedas Rashi. So let's take a look. I hope you still have the photocopies from yesterday. The only one that might not have it is me, because yesterday I think I brought the Rav Shmuel, and today I left it by my, could be I left it by the Makom, or I left it downstairs. Could be I left it downstairs or my, I left it downstairs. Can I borrow someone's Rav Shmuel? Thank you very much. So Rav Shmuel gives from Rav Naftali a slightly different shot. There's an extra one, Daniel, thank you. Okay, so, you want to hold on? If you take a look at the second Dibur HaMaskil Ukvar Nischabet Bazeh, he quotes from Rav Naftali a more subtle type of pshat, even though at the end of the day, Rav Naftali's pshat is also going to be difficult. By the way, you look it up in Rav Naftali Trump's Sefer, you'll see it in the Sefer there as well. You can take a look. It's in the Sefer. But you know what? We've been working with Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, so why don't we... He quotes it, so let's just see it over there. Ukvar nischabek bazer Rav Naftali, v'helo l'ferish ha-gemara b'ofen acher. To explain the Gemara in a different way. Dihine yayun loshin Rashi kan, so Rav Shmuel stops at our diuk, avol osa liyadoi michayi v'achzira, da'aveidasa yasura. He emphasizes that his aveda is asur. Mashma, shalom yishum hashavas aveda danuba. He says it could very well be that the chiyuv to return to the guy has nothing to do with Hashavas Aveda. Ella, the afal pisha potter ba Hashava. He's potter from Hashava entirely. Ve'ena chayiv l'troach l'achzir af l'achashe b'al yadav. There is no chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda, both from Lo Sucha Le Salem, as well as Hashem to Shiva. So then if that's so, so then why do you have to return it? Mikol Makom Lehishtamish Bo Lo Yuchal. But maybe he can't use it. In other words, who says the Aveda is yours? Do Asuri Allah V'Gezeli B'Adai. It's usher to him and it's considered gezel in the hand of the one who found it. Who says the guy's object belongs to you just because you found it? Ula zebo yikra, and that's why you need the pasuk. Shelo rak shepoter me hashava, not only are you exempt from hashava, ela af muteres hiloi, but it's also permissible to him. So what does Rav Naftali suggest? Rav Naftali suggests something different than what we said. It's also going to have its problems. But Rav Naftali doesn't go as far as we did. We wanted to learn that the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara is gufa the hagdara of mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. That's in Horei Meivin Yavet. Rav Naftali says, you have no mitzvah Hashava. No mitzvah Hashava whatsoever. But despite the fact that there is no mitzvah of Hashava, how do you know that you're allowed to use the object of the guy? It would belong to the guy. What makes it no longer the guy's that you're able to use? So the Hava Amina was that you're not able, that you shouldn't be able to use it. Ein Achanami, there's no Hava Amina that there's a mitzvah of Hashava Saveda by the guy. And this way, Rashi could learn exactly like the Rambam. Nevertheless, still, we need Exeris HaKasa, because how do we know the object is mutter to you? Kamash Malon, Exeris HaKasa says that the object is mutter to you from the Exeris HaKasa of Avachicha. Now, Reb Shmuel points out that this pshat is still difficult. Okay, so far so good. So we had, how many pshatim do we have so far? We had Reb Shmuel's pshat in Das Rashi, which was difficult. We had Chaim Eisenstein's pshat in Rashi, which was difficult, based on the Masaira. But we had a kash on it. The Masaira is correct. The Masaira could be correct. But I'm wrong. The Masaira is right. But in my usage of it is wrong. It doesn't fit the Das Rashi. We had the third pshat, is Rav Naftali Trump's pshat in Rashi. Let's review again, the third mahalach b'das Rashi. Rav Naftali's mahalach is to say, that how do you know that the object is mutter to you? Ein echanam is mo mitzvah shavas aveda, but how do you know that you're now allowed to use the aveda sakum? And that's what Rashi means, the tashmish ayasur. Rav Naftali also, we weren't the first ones to stop at Rashi's words, tashmish. Rav Naftali also did. Davidaso asura. So the answer to that question is, how do I know that I'm allowed to use it? That's what the Xeris HaKosov of Rav Noi is coming to tell us. Oh, beautiful. So that would be a possible pshat. The difficulty with this pshat is the following. Let me do a driving a little bit, Rabosa, and then I'll take a lot of your questions. Because this is, I want to keep this shiur as clear as possible to tell me them, because it's going through different possible as Beirim and Rashi. So I want to keep a structure. Says Reb Shmuel, the difficulty is pshat, is what do you do about the fact that there's a machlokas whether gezel akum is asur or mutter? Now I heard from my rabbeim, it's come out mefurish, that we pass in gezel akum is asur, but there are two opinions in Bava Kama whether gezel akum is mutter or asur. If you hold gezel akum is mutter, so then in such a case, there's no problem. Where is their mashmos? Now Josh started looking into that Gemara in Kufi Gimel Mebeis. If Josh could prove that Gemara in Kufi Gimel Mebeis is going according to Manda Omer, Gezel Akum is Mutter, then it would be beautiful. Then Rav Noi would, Gezel Akum is Asur, then it would be beautiful. But according to Manda Omer, who says Gezel Akum is Mutter, says no problem. What do I need in Xeris HaKosov? There's no mitzvah Hashava, Adro Shachicha, he's not a Chicha b'mitzvos. So then in such a case, what do you have left? You have no chiyuv hashava, and gezel akum is memela mutter. So, according to Man Omer, gezel akum mutter says Reb Shmuel that Reb Naftali, just to put in context, in the historical context, of course, Reb Shmuel Rizovsky was a young man who learned I believe he learned in Baranovich, I'm not sure. Mir, and then by the Briska Rav, in Mir and the Briska Rav, before the war. And then he came to Eretz Yisrael as a young man in his mid to late 20s, something Berech. Rav Naftali Trub was a Magid Shir in the Chavetz Chaim's yeshiva in Radin. Rav Naftali Trub was a Magid Shir in Radin. He passed away in the early, if I'm not mistaken, early to late 30s. So just to give the historical context, Rav Shmuel was probably a teenager at the time that Rav Naftali had passed away. So that's where, and then Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, of course, became one of the great Magidei Shirim in Ponovich. So this is Rav Shmuel's quote from Rav Naftali, which you could find in the Sefer Chidushei Granat. But the question that remains is, according to Man Domer Gezel Akum's Mutter, so then there's not much of a Chidush. Rav Shmuel tries to resuscitate this pshat. And along the way, Rav Shmuel gives you a fascinating idea that everybody needs to know. It's a collector's item. The Yerayim is of the opinion that even if we pass in Gezel Akum as Mutter, that doesn't necessarily mean the object becomes yours. The Magen Avram brings us down in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Sukkah. That even if Gezel Akum is Mutter, but that doesn't mean that you could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Esrog with Lachem. Very important idea. You might not be over any Isser by Gezel Akum, but you don't have ownership. Now this is an important concept that we're going to see mirrored in other instances as well. You guys might recognize this idea that came up before also. So the answer might be as follows. That according to the Man Domer who says Gezel Akum is Asur, so then in such a case I need Exeris HaKosov to tell me that I'm Yao to use it. According to the Yerayim who says that you don't become the owner, Lamay Nafgamina, Esrog on Sukkis, is the Esrog yours? So then the Exeris HaKosov comes to tell you that the lost object becomes yours, that you're the full Bailin. That's what Reb Shmuel points out in the next paragraph, Aval Kasha. So Rav Naftali Trub's pshat is a nice pshat. It's a working pshat within Das Rashi. And we have to back down from our own pshat. I don't regret saying it, because I think I taught you one of the most important chakiris in regards to Hashavas Aveda, but unfortunately it's not Emes and Rashi. And that's okay. We work hard, and we try. And then we have to be modal Emes when it's not correct. And then write down as a kasha. And then we move on. So the chura, this is the pshat in this might be the correct pshat, the das rash. Okay. By the way, the Talmidim made a couple of good ha'aras and seder. First of all, I liked Shai's question very, very much. Whenever a rebbe goes deep into a sugya and something doesn't add up to you, don't necessarily say, oh, I don't understand, and just... No, if something bothers you, if something doesn't add up, it's a good question. You should always ask the question. So Shai asked me a very, very practical, very simple question, which every one of us should have asked. It's a technical question, but it's kedai to ask. We'll see if somebody's able to come up with the basic answer. Shai asked, how will you ever have a case of where you're going to pass by a veda of a goy and know not to pick it up? How do you know that it belongs to a goy? It's a civic object that only goyim have. Okay. Presumably we're talking about shnayim ochsim betalis, right? So what? This is the assumption that Jews only wear black and white. They don't wear Yankee jerseys. they don't wear Yankee jerseys. So chura, it's not true. And whether it's correct to wear a Yankee jersey, that's another story. For sure, I'll start to wear a Mets jersey. But so Lechura, what's the pshat? What's the pshat over here? Yosef, don't ask him what the Yankees and Mets are. Go ahead, yeah, go ahead. If it's Roiv Goyim, that's the answer. That's the answer. You have to say that the Rush already taught us. By the way, Reb Shmuel talks about how this Rush adds into everything we discussed up until now. But presumably, Bashai, that's great. Everybody should ask this question. I kicked myself that I didn't ask this question. Again, not everything is abstract lumdus. Everything has to make sense. It has to make sense. Then we try to go deeper, but it's got to make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, ask. And what's the story there? That the Cardinals, not the St. Louis Cardinals, the Cardinals from the Vatican came into Yeshiva Sravin Yitzchak Elchanan. Did I hear this from Rav Schefter? It's awesome. So, and whether that was right in the first place or not, but they came and they wanted to see this. Rav Schefter explains that he claims that the reason they came is because they're not getting boys excited to go into the ministry. So Rav Schefter said it's obvious, because if you tell somebody that they can't be normal, so then of course why would anybody want to? But so they were trying to see how do you. So they got excited about the chavrusa system. So they walked into the Beis Medrash and they saw how we learned Baruch Hashem the chavrusa. And they heard two chavrusas fighting with each other. And so one of the cardinals bends down to the boy and he says to him, "What are you screaming at your chavrusa about?" So he says to him, "My chavrusa said something in the Gemara, and it doesn't make sense. And everything in our Gemara makes sense. Now we have a Dvar Hashem that we don't. There, of course, there's a tzivui even if we don't understand. Torah Aduma doesn't make sense. But within the Gemara, within the system of the Gemara itself, everything makes sense." And Rav Schefter said that, he started crying. That's what our Beis Medrash is all about. Trying to make sense of every word in Rashi, every Havamina, every Maskana. And he said, well, the cardinal jumped back. Makes sense. Of course, by them, nothing makes sense. The whole tenets don't make any sense. So everything's got to make sense. If the Rebbe says something like Shai was bothered, if the Rebbe says something, Gemara says something, it doesn't make sense, then you ask. This is not some highfalutin thing, you know that you're just supposed to try to understand what the Rebbe says. You're supposed to try to understand, internalize it, and then that's why I always say you need two sides of your piece of paper. You need one side where you write down the shir and you chazar the shir. Remember the story of chazar. Gemara Rashi, and Taisis, whatever it is that we're working on, you read it over again, then you review the Shir, and then you read over again in the Rashi, and you decide whether this is the Pshat in the Rashi or not. Now, it could be that you're too young to decide. Now, for example, let's say somebody asked me the Kasha from Rashi and Chafalf, and I say I'm not bothered. This time I was bothered. This is why I think it's a strong Kasha. So that means ain Talmud Yorod the Self Das Rabbo Ad Acher Meim Shana. There are many, many things I didn't understand that my Rebbeim said until 40 years later. So you write it down. In other words, don't think, oh, you're young enough just to be Mevatel. But in terms of processing and asking and so on, everybody needs to ask, right? That's a very, very important question. It's a great question. Even these practical questions are important questions. Tov. Now Rabbosai. Yes, Yisrael, go ahead. I'll let you fire away. If you tell me the Makashas, go ahead, fire away.
I understand how Ali Shabbat would say that Pasuk Gimel comes to teach us that you can even keep the item of a non-Jew, even though it's not Gezel. Pasuk Gimel is talking about Zela. It's talking about returning a lost object. It's not talking about keeping an object that you find. I don't understand how you could say that. Therefore, Pasuk Gimel comes teach me that you can even keep the item.
When you say Pasuk Gimel, remind me, why are you saying because Umatsasa?
Yeah.
Umatsasa, we learned, right? Umatsasa, okay, so what's bothering you? So Umatsasa tells you that you're supposed to return it, so what are you bothered by? Only if it's at Tzasa Liyadeh, and even by an Akum, you need to return. By an Akum, you don't have to return it, even though it's Tzasa Liyadeh.
That's talking about a lost object, not. That's talking about your putter from that mash from the pasuk that your putter from Shabbos Abeda, not that what Tali Chop was saying that it's.
In other words, what Yisrael is asking, could we pass the Chumash, please? I'm doing tshuva about the word Bible, so that's the power of a Rebbe, that even just thinking I didn't get any comment, but just seeing a Rebbe and then thinking, would my Rebbe use those words? So that in itself. Now the reason I did it is because some of my other rabbis used it to dramatize. But I just decided to do tshuva on that. So what Yisrael is asking is like this: V'chein tasal chalav edas achicha asher tovad mimenu umatzasa losucha leisalim. So he's saying that umatzasa sounds like that you're not allowed to ignore this object. Nothing to do. There's no mashmos that we're talking about whether you're allowed to keep the object or not. Either the mitzvah of hashavas aveda l'sulcha l'salim or hashav teshivin. But Yisrael is bothered that if you put it back into the pasuk, Rav Noah is saying umatzasa the asaliyade mashma, that if it belonged to a guy, then you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to use it. I think it's answerable by here your ha'ara. It's one of those cases where I don't think it's a strong kasha. I don't have the time to elaborate right now in shir, but I think one day you'll appreciate what I'm saying as well. In less than 40 years. But I think you'll... I don't think it's such a strong kasha. We could discuss afterwards why. I hear your ha'ara, but it's not such a strong kasha. Okay. Rabosai, now I'm ready to go to Lee. Ready to go to Lee's amazing ha'ar. Now, what I'm about to say today is going to be all about suggesting different havanas and not necessarily coming to maskanas, but to be amel with you. And what I'm about to say is a chidush that I don't think is yet ro'i for chidushim shir. In other words, just like I said something yesterday and ultimately we were chozer, I want to develop an idea and I need your help. Whether this becomes chidushim shir or not, that it's going to depend on what you guys think about this. Menachem, tell me what you think. Go, look with Ramesh in the Gemara, tell me what you think. Lee came along and he pointed out that the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Noi, umatzasi da'asli yadei mashma, no, even before that. The Gemara said, I would have thought, b'ri'iya ba'al makani. So Lee came along and Lee pointed out that Rashi doesn't say, b'ri'iya ba'al makani, but Rashi says, b'ri'iya kani, midiktani yachlaiku. So the question is whether there's any significance in the fact that Rashi doesn't use the word b'ri'iya ba'alma. To highlight what Lee is saying, is that Tosvos had in his Dibur HaMaskil b'ri'iya ba'alma kani, and the b'ri'iya ba'alma loy kani, and of course, everybody here except for my son knows what Tosfos' kashas are. Tov. Unless he's learning when he's not supposed to be learning, but okay. So these are Tosfos' kashas. Now Rabosa, how do you define the word b'ri'iya ba'alma? Now again, I encourage you. We're writing this in pencil. This is pure amelus together. This is not shir. I'm not saying shir. I'm learning with you. How do you translate the word b'ri'iya ba'alma? What does the word ba'alma mean? Bria alone, right? That's the general way of translating it. The expression ba'alma means re'iya by itself. Just a re'iya ba'alma. That's a Talmudic expression that it's hard to translate. Re'iya ba'alma. Just a re'iya alone. Okay. Is it possible that there's another translation of ba'alma? And this whole chidush is going to be based on this translation of the word ba'alma. Moshe, go ahead. Is another way?
Kind of like a general re'iyah.
Re'iyah generally is kana. Re'iyah ba'alma, re'iyah generally is kana. To which, of course, Tosis then comes along and says, what do you mean? We know re'iyah is not kana. From the Mishnah later on, Rochev Amadik. And comes along Tosis later on and says, re'iyah ba'alma is not kana, and then Tosis asks in the other direction. How about the behefker? It is kana. This is in pencil. Now I want to share with you something that's ready to go in pen, because it's not my pen, it's the Beis Halevi's pen. Comes along the Ritva, the Beis Halevi, and the Imre Moshe. All of this now you could write in pen. Let's take a look at the Ritva from Seder today. We're going to have a couple different approaches of how to read the implication of our mission. Let's take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva Chadoshim. Hava mino b'ri'iya ba'alma kana pirush v'lo b'inan hadba. We would have had a Hava Mina. That's why we need both Umetzasiya and Kula Shali. Why do I need both? Because I would have thought the Re'iyah itself is Kanan. Notes, I'm not translating Bahama. It doesn't matter now. V'lo Bina Hagba. You don't need Hagba. Why? How's the Ritva Masbir? Kivon She'ein Lo Das Acheres Makna. There is no Das Acheres Makna. Because only when it comes to Mekach Memkar do I need either Meshicha or Agba. Rabosai, you tell me this I gave you in Seder. This is not pencil, this is not pen. This everybody should have as Torah delay. Should be their own Torah already. What's the Ritva saying over here? What's the Ritva bothered by? And what is he? And what's he saying? I want both. It's not a hard ritva. Someone aside from Moshe and Shimon, someone else. What's the ritva saying over here? Ori, go ahead.
By the case of Mitzia, Re'iyah and Hagba should be the same because there's no Da'as Acharis.
I don't like the expression Hagba is the same. So take out Hagba is the same because it's not true. Re'iyah and Hagba are different. So just redefine it.
Should both be Kohen.
That Re'iyah should also be Kana. What's he bothered by? You're right. Everything you said is good. But what's the Ritva bothered by? What's he bothered by? He's bothered by a question. Very simple question. You know. Just I want you to formulate it. He's bothered by a Kasha. What would be the Ritva's Kasha that he's bothered by? Why is it that we don't require Hagba? In general, we do require Hagba. Why in our Mishnah will we not require Hagba? Right? We never see. In Maseches Kedushin, we have the Mishnais with the list of Kinyanim. There, Re'iyah is not mentioned. So the Ritva is bothered by a basic question. Why is it? It's not that the Gemara is not aware of any Mishnais. So why would the Gemara think over here that Re'iyah would be Kone and not mention Hagba? In general, the halacha is that Agba is the way to be Kona. Why did we think over here is going to be different that you be Kona Adidei Riyah? And I would add that in general, if I want to be Kona an object, we require Hagba. That's all part of the Ritva's Kasha, Ori. See, this is the difference between understanding the omic of what the Ritva is asking versus just translating what he's saying. That's what the Ritva is bothered by. Adam, you stand up tzaddikal. You're learning beautifully. So says the Ritva like this. The Ritva says, Azoy. The Ritva says, here is different. What's the answer, Ori? Go ahead. What's the teretz?
Since there's no Das Acheres, then Re'iyah
can be... Oh, when do I need Hagba? That's only when there's a Das Acheres. What does that mean? When Reuven's Kona from Shimon. Over here, I'm just finding a Metziah. And there, Re'iyah in the Hava Mina, the Gemara would say that you're Kona. Ooh, ah. Ooh-wah. This is a big Pesach. This is not a Pesach Shul. This is not a Pesach Shalmachat. This is a Pesach Shalula. The question is whether we can make a lot of ulamos out of this or only one ulam. Okay. Yes, the Ritva says that when it comes to Kinyanim, so where there's a Das Acheres, Reuven's being maknet to Shimon, then Re'iyah would not be enough. You need to do Agba. But when it comes to a Metziah, so then Re'iyah is going to be enough. Can anybody explain, Ori, finish off, you're doing a great job, finish off, what is the Svara? Why would that be that when it comes to Reuven and Shimon, then you need Agba? But when it comes to Metziah, so then Re'iyah is enough. Why should that be so? Why is Das Acheres change it? What is this? Again, papal theory? You know, just stop. Even the Ritva needs to make sense. We don't believe in papal infallibility. But it's Christian dogma. That's what this is. Why should it? Yeah, that's how so many people learn. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Ritva says. Okay. So the whole belief of Yadus is like a bunch of dogmas, like Lahavdil Christianity. I'm not accusing you of being a Christian. What's the pshat over here? What's the pshat over here in the what's the Ritva saying? Why, when it comes to Hagba, should it be like this? But when it comes to this, it should be like that.
In case of Nitzia, there's no, you're the only one that's enough. So, you seeing it should be a general way of making
it. In contrast to Hagba, good.
When there's two people involved, you have to take it from someone else.
In order to concretize a kinyan, that where there is someone else involved, you need a stronger kinyan. You need a stronger kinyan. To take from one person's rishus, from Reuven's rishus, to put into Shimon's rishus, that needs a stronger kinyan. That needs hakbah. However, when it comes to Metzia, Riya Balma would be enough. Yisrael, you have a different understanding?
No, I disagree with what we said before.
Oh, very good. Slowly. So now everything's about to explode. Okay. Comes along. Say it on your own. You underlined it already?
That's what it says.
Okay. But say it on your own. Think on your own, Daniel. Think on your own. So comes along Daniel and says, say by yourself. I think we might disagree with you. Go ahead, say. So you got to say it on your own, because if I'm going to disagree with you, I'm not sure which direction. I didn't see what the footnotes say. So go ahead, say it on your own.
Okay, so if you're going to take something out of Hefker, so then there's no one competing with you. So there's no reason that anyone else should be involved.
Okay.
So your das to have the item is the only thing that
beautiful.
Exists.
Beautiful. Mazel tov, so therefore what?
However.
So what does that have to do with Imre Moshe?
The Imre Moshe says, when you want to be coming from Hefker, it's irrelevant to anybody else. So therefore, it's your own.
In contrast to. So, does this work with Imre Moshe or not?
Ritva?
Yeah.
Works very well with Imre Moshe.
I disagree. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're right. Rabosai, let's pull out the Imre Moshe from then the last week. The Imre Moshe is dealing with the following problem. It's also downstairs. Maybe you're right, Daniel. It could be I'm wrong. But L'chura, it's the opposite. Imre Moshe suggested the following. Let's go over quickly Imre Moshe's Mahalach. They say that it's like Imre Moshe, or they say Od Ayin.
Kach chasu b'shul shalos
b'shuvos. Oi. That's against the
Fukha. I don't know.
No, that's probably, no, that's Kach chasu. Yeah. No, all right, so maybe I'm wrong over here. Okay. The Imre Moshe says like this. He said, the Rosh told us that by Shnai Mochsim Vitalis, we're talking about a place that's Rov Goyim. Right? And Tosas asks Akasha. Tosas asks, wait a second, what's our maskana? Re'iyah is kana or not kana? You tell me. Not kana, correct. Yeah, doesn't the Gemara say, Habota behefker, according to one man, domer is kana? Answers the Imre Moshe. No, there's a difference between the two. When it comes to Hefker, so then in such a case, then Habata is going to be enough. Why is Habata going to be enough? Because no one owns it. But when it comes to an Akum, even though the Halacha is that you don't have to return that which belongs to the Akum, there's still a Bailim. There's still a Bailum of an Akum. And in order to be koned from the Bailum, you need a stronger kinyan than Habata. Habata is not going to be enough. Re'iyah is not going to be enough. Habata is stronger than Re'iyah, according to many. But even Habata is not going to be enough. Habata is not going to work. Re'iyah is not going to work. Habata only works when it's coming from Hefker. However, when there's a previous Bailum, then in such a case, it does not work. So you can't just read the footnotes and accept the footnotes. The footnotes are wrong. Okay, so they're wrong. They're wrong the way Daniel Stroh presented them. Daniel, you have a beautiful mind. Use it. Don't just follow the footnotes. Okay, so here what goes is as follows. The Lechura, the Imre Moshe, is not like the Ritva. Because the Ritva said what? The Ritva said that over here, Re'iyah, we would have a Havamina is going to work because there is no Das Acheres. And once there is no Das Acheres, then Re'iyah alone should work. He doesn't take into account the Ritva, this thing that the Imre Moshe made up. What did Imre Moshe make up? That even though the halach is you could take Avedas Akum, nevertheless, the Avedas Akum, you're taking it from a god. So that needs a stronger kinyan than Re'iyah. The Ritva said Beferish not that way. Now, the only defense of the Imri Moshe is that it's the Ritva and the Havamina. That's the Ritva and the Havamina. Vamei v'nyovim. But L'chura the Yisod is the opposite Yisod. Now, you see, Ori, this is why it's, you need to do more than just to say over the words. You have to think about what the words... That's the only way we're going to understand the implication of one thing for the next. And that is that what? That the Ritva is saying what? The Ritva is saying that when it comes to Re'iyah works because there's no Das Acheres. And therefore, Re'iyah is going to be enough. In contrast, when you have other Kinyanim, then where there is no Das Acheres, where there is a Das Acheres, then the only thing that's going to work is going to be a Hagbah. But the Imre Moshe did not make that, did not go with that Yisod. Because the Imre Moshe said, this is not Stam getting something from Hefger. The Imre Moshe said that there is this in-between state. The Imre Moshe said that when it comes to an Aveda, so there, since you're taking it from an Akum, you need a stronger Kinyan than Re'iyah. The only defense that I could have for the Imre Moshe is, and maybe that's what they're assuming in the footnotes, is that that Gufa is what the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara is. The Hava Mina of the Gemara was that the halacha is that Re'iyah is going to be Koneh because there's no Bailim over here, there's no Das Acheres, and therefore the smallest type of Kinyan could work. Kamash Malan, our Mishnah is coming to tell us no, that to be Koneh from a guy, Re'iyah is not enough, because even though there's no Das Acheres, at the same time, it's not Hefker. It belongs to somebody, and Re'iyah is not going to work. So it could be that the Imre Moshe will answer and say that this is Gufa, the Shakla Vatarya of the Gemara according to the Ritva. But at first glance, the Ritva doesn't take into account the fact that there's a Goy Bailim here at all. He says there's no Das Acheres. By the way, there is no Das Acheres Makne, even if everybody knows that. The Imre Moshe knows that as well. But here the Ritva makes no mention of the fact that you're taking it from somebody's Rishos. There is no Das Acheres because the Goy doesn't intend to give it to you. That's why it's not called Das Acheres. But the Maskana of the Gemara might be, according to the Ritva, that this is not a classic case of Hefker, and you have this in-between state of Hefker, where Habata would work, versus Mitziah, then it's not going to work. Okay. A similar Yisod could be found in the Beis Halevi. Let's take a look at the Beis Halevi, who asks another kasha. May I just take this Beis Halevi? It was photocopied. One of the Talmidim photocopied. It was very gracious to photocopy. Oh, here they are. Very good. You could tell me to pass around. I want to get this done today so that tomorrow we'll be able to go on to next Gemara. And then, remember I said I have something in pencil. Then I'm going to add the point in pencil that's connected to Lee. That part I think I'm going to have to be chozer on also. But at least you have clear the Ritva, the Imre Moshe, and again, it all gets into the bones of the Shakla Vatarya of the Gemara. So write down in pen what I said about the Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe is going to have to say that Gufa, according to the Ritva, this Gufa going to be the Shakla Vatarya of the Gemara. Is this like Hefker? Or no? The Chiddush is that even though there's no Das Acheres, there is no Das Acheres, because you're not being Koneh with somebody who intends to give it over, but never, and therefore you don't need Hagbah, but at the same time, you're going to lead an in-between type of Kenyan. And Re'iyah is not enough. The only difficulty of Amevin Yavin is that if there is no Das Acheres, so then in such a case, why is it that Re'iyah is not going to work? Let me say it this way. If anything, you should need a stronger Kinyan when the Makneh doesn't want to give it over. The original owner doesn't want to give it over. When it comes to Kinyanim with a Das Acheres, at least he wants to give it over. When it comes to Mitziah, there the guy doesn't want to give it over. So why would we have a Hava Mina, according to Imre Moshe, that should be less? If anything, I would have said it would be more. That's why I'm noted to that it's not the Shakla Vatarya. and the Ritva is a little bit against the Imrei Moshe. Tov. If you didn't understand that last part, that's fine. What page is this that I photocopied? Kuf Samach Dalet. So let's take a look at this beautiful Beis Halevi. It's a very straightforward Beis Halevi. The most important part is the Beis Halevi's Yisod, and I'll teach you briefly the Kasha. And Ozva. L'chora yesh l'dagdek l'rabba. Rabba on daf yudam and aleph, you got to accept this as dogma, okay? Not because it is dogma, but because I don't want to get involved with why this is so. Rabba holds, lo svira lehach svara, kivan denafel goli daitib minifila nichalei delifnei. We mentioned in Tosas, three lines from the bottom. Ra es ha-metziya v'nafal aleha, Tosas learned, he was goli daite, he revealed that he didn't want to be kone with Re'iyah. So Tosas answered, maybe Re'iyah is kone. There's no raya from Tess on the Beis, because he was megaladas that he didn't want to be kone. Points out the Beis Halevi, Rava cannot go with that teretz. Let's take the Beis Halevi as dogma right now. Then Rava does not hold it. It's a mefurish in Gemara. The Beis Halevi doesn't need my eskama. The Beis Halevi is right that Rava doesn't hold with that teretz. So the question becomes, how will Rava answer the Gemara? In other words, the Gemara says, Beferish, Re'iyah is not kone. On Daf Tes and Daf Yud. Our Gemara has Avamina that Re'iyah is going to be kone. How can you be Miyashe? So comes along the Beis Halevi and he says a beautiful Yisod. L'chora tzarech lomar. First word on the line is Beri'iyah. End of the line, by the period. L'chora tzarech lomar. D'halo omar sham hachta beta kona rak behefker v'zeu rak behefker gomor. The only time we say that abata is kona behefker is by hefker. Avol dover d'yesh lo bailim. But something that has an owner, afagav d'nisyayish menu, Hare calls man shelo zachaba acher yesh la bailim v'rak da Torah napna rishus lachem sheyizkeba v'oz be'ez hazchia he yotzim rishus rabailim. Says the Beis Halevi a fascinating distinction. V'amevin yavin, this is connected to many things we discussed, but let's understand the Beis Halevi qua Beis Halevi. The question again is, how are we going to be miyashev the fact that our Gemara wants to say that Re'iyah is kone, yet the Gemara on Tesam the Beis, according to Rava, seems to say beferish that Re'iyah is not kone? Says the Beis Halevi, there's a distinction between a case in which it belongs mamish to hefker versus a case where the object belongs to somebody else. And he says the following. Umishumachi lo mahani bahabata. Dirak behefkir omer da habata kone. Only when it comes to hefkir does Rava say habata is going to work. In other words, Rava, who seems to say that Re'iyah does not work, how is he going to deal with hefkir? The answer is only hefkir you're going to be kone. Only hefkir. Again, let me explain. There's one step I skipped over here. According to Rava, who says Re'iyah doesn't work. So how's he going to explain the sugya of Habata Behefker? Our Gemara has a Havamina Maskana. But what about the sugya of Habata Behefker? The answer to that question is that Habata Behefker is different. Hefker is a different halacha. Why? Because there's no other bailin. There's no other bailin. So in our sugya, it seems the Beis Halevi is going with a similar idea that you have from the Imrei Moshe, that once there's another bailin, then Re'iyah is not going to be enough. And again, you're going to have to learn that the Ritva is only in the Hava Amina. And in the Maskana, Re'iyah doesn't work because there's another bailin, even the bailin of a Goy. And says the Beis Halevi, the answer that Tosis gives by Abata Behefker is not going to work according to Rava. But what you're going to have to say is that Rava holds that Abata Behefker is different because when you're picking something that belongs to Hefker, the halacha is that there you only need a minimal kinyan. Why? Because of the svara that we saw already from the Ritva, even in the Hava Amina. And that is that it's a lot easier to be kona something that doesn't belong to somebody else than to be kona something that belongs to someone else. So you could use a lesser of a type of kinyan. And who said that yisod as well? Dimrei Moshe also said that yisod. It's the same yisod that we saw from Dimrei Moshe. So this yisod, the Beis Halevi uses to answer Bidas Rava. Question being, according to Rava, fine, you're not kona in the case of where the guy sees the object, because there he holds that nefila itself is the only way you're going to be kona. But then if that's so why don't you say that habata works? The answer is that both in our sugya and in the sugya over there, there are other bailim. And once there are other bailim, it's not going to be kona. But habata b'hefker is going to be different. Notice, the Beis Halevi is giving a different teretz. The Tosis is kasha. Now, ad kan in pen. This is the Beis Halevi, this is the Ritva, and this is how we contrasted the Ritva with the Imre Moshe. The Beis Halevi is going like the Imre Moshe. By the way, it's not a coincidence. The Imre Moshe, of course, is a Talmud of Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim is the son of the Beis Halevi. So it's not a coincidence that the Imre Moshe advances this yisod of the Beis Halevi. Rabosai, is there room to go a step further? Push this envelope and push it further than the Imre Moshe and the Beis Halevi did. I happen to think it's wrong, but I want to share it with you, Lahagdir Torah Ladin. Once the Beis Halevi taught us that Habata Behefker is a different kinyan, because there's no Bailam over here, is there room to say that our Gemara is not talking about kinyanim at all? In other words, take the Beis Halevi's Yisod and turbo it. Who says Tosas can even ask these questions on Rashi? Where did Rashi ever say that the halacha is that over here you have a kinyan that works in Kol HaTorah Kula? Like we already learned, this is a different case because this is a metziah. Let's say we don't accept the Imre Moshe's Yisod, that when it comes to an Akum, it still belongs to the Akum. V'amevin Yavin, there are many shitas that hold Yeush makes it Hefker, or even before Yeush, maybe the Xeris HaKosov says it doesn't belong to the guy. It's mutter. The object is mutter. The hava mina is that's asur, tashmisho asur. Avedas asura, kamashwa, no, the aveda is mutter. Once it's an aveda, it's going to be mutter. Im kainim advarim, if that's so, what did Rashi say in contrast to Tosis about shnayim mochsim betalis? Rabosai, scream out. How does Tosis understand shnayim mochsim betalis? That's the Anan Sahadi, that each one owns half of it. Now, let's be medayek how Rashi learns. How does Rashi learn? What does that mean? There's a safek over here. We don't know anything, but Bezdin can't take it out of both of their Rishuyos. Or to put it in the terms of the Achronim, based on the Lashon of Sunchis, which we'll get to on Beis on the Beis, it's a Mamon Hamuto B'Safek. There's a safek over here on the money. Could it be using Lee's diuk? Ri'iyah is kani, only in this case. When it comes to a metziah. Ad kedei kach, that it's such a weak kinyan that works only for metziah, that the Pnei Yoshua said that Rashi had a hava amina, if after your ri'iyah somebody else came and did agba, it would undo that ri'iyah. It's what we called a schus kinyan. Maybe it's not even a full kinyan, but rather it's a schus that the guy has. And he's koneh vis-a-vis shnayim ochsim betalis. If that's so, I've answered, like I said, 10 questions. The moment Lee said it, I realized that 10 questions could be answered if you go as far as he said. Number one, that's what Rashi means, midetani yachlokut. where Rashi says, Midiktani Yachloku, we see from Shnaim Oksim Betalis that Re'iya is enough, possibly to be Kone, that we see that you divide it. Without the Oksin, without the Safek, that wouldn't be enough. But Re'iya combined with the Oksin is enough, Midiktani Yachloku. But never meant to say that Re'iya works as a full-fledged Kenyan, that we would have a Hava Mina, that it works as Kinyanim, like on Tessa Mabez, and then Tosis' question falls away. Tosis' Kasha from Abota Be'efker also falls away. Einoch Hanami. We see from Abota Be'efker that there's a Machlokis whether Abota works as a Kinyan. And we're suggesting even something less than that. Habata behefker is that there's no das acheres and therefore habata is enough to work, as the Ritva was masbir in the Hava Amina. But now maybe we're suggesting in the Hava Amina of the Gemara that Re'iya, either it is like habata, like the Beis Halevi is possibly suggesting, or it's even a step lower. I'm able to go possibly in both directions with Das Rashi. But it's not Re'iya be'alma in Kol HaTorah Kula where there's a Das Acheres. It's only a Re'iya in this case. So Tosis' question, Dibar Maskel Be'riya be'alma, Kani falls away. With this, we're able to explain the Hava Mina Kodim Sheik Basa. Why would we have a Hava Mina? That Re'iya works, but if the guy would do a Hagba afterwards, it would work better. The answer is, it's not a full-fledged Kenyan. It's only a Kenyan vis-a-vis Shnayim Ofsim Betalis, that each person is holding on to a talis and saying, I have a right to it because I saw it. And the other guy says, I have a right to it because I saw it. That we give them those rights combined with Anan Sahadi. But it's not a Kenyan Ba'alma. Why am I misupuk whether to say such a pshat? First of all, no one says it. No one says this, even though it fits beautifully with Das Rashi. The fact that no one says this is a big, big kasha. It means it's probably wrong. The 2,000 years of Amelus on this Mishnah and 1,000 years of Amelus on this Rashi, the fact that no one says this to answer Tosis' question on Rashi is suspect. The other thing that needs to be refined is, are we saying that Rashi is going with Habata Behefker like the Beis Halevi? If we say that Rashi is going with Habata Behefker like the Beis Halevi, then what will emerge is then Rashi is making our sugya tolui in the machlokis of Habata Behefker. If we say that we're not going with Habata Behefker, that we're saying that Re'iya is even less than Habata, Vameivin Yavin like the Nachlas David was Masbir, and that's beautiful in the way we set up Rashi, then we get into this middle ground called a schutz in Shnayim Oksim Betalis, a schutz kinyan. And what exactly is the hagdara of a schutz kinyan? What exactly does that mean? That needs to be refined. So Rabosai, Shir ended at 1 o'clock. What you had was the Beis Halevi, the Imre Moshe, and so on. This is where my mind has been struggling. On Friday night, I worked very, very hard on it. The Beis Halevi really, really helps us redefine what exactly the Habata Behefker is and advances the Yisod of the Yismach Moshe, of the Imre Moshe. But at the same time, we're going to be stuck. And at the same time, I thought maybe we could even take Lee's idea even further and to suggest this has nothing to do with all other Kinyanim. In other words, it's a Kinyan even less than Hefker. Right, everybody follow what I'm saying? When it comes to Hefker, since there's no Das Acheres, so then Habata is going to work. Maybe when it comes to Shnayim Oksim Betalis, not only is there no Bailim, right? The Pashtus is no Bailim. Not only is there no Bailim, all you have is a Safek. So with this Re'iya, I say it's mine, that I was Konit, not Behilchus Kinyanim, but as rights to the Talis. And therefore, there's no dimion to all other kinyanim. And that's why Rashi takes out the word possibly ba'alma. That would be where Rashi takes out the word ba'alma. The difficulties are that the word ba'alma doesn't seem to indicate that. Ba'alma seems to be re'iya in general. No one suggested this pshat, even though I think there's a legitimacy to say that kani means it's mine. I was konit. How are you konit? Because I saw it, because I was oches in it. So these gave me kedima to it. But not to say that it's a regular kinyan. Where are we clued on to this idea from? From the Ritva. We already clued on to this idea from the Ritva, because the Ritva told us when there is no das acheres, you go down a kinyan. And the Beis HaLevi says that's why Habot the Behefker is going to work. So maybe there's a step lower, called the case of Shnayim Oksim Betalis, where there is no kinyan. And then all Tosis' questions fall away. Then all the demyonos fall away. And that's why Rashi says, Ba'alma, that Re'iyah's Kani Midiktani Achloku. It's not a regular kinyan. It's a kinyan that creates the Yachloku. Okay, either the Talmidim will finally close the door on this pshat, we'll totally reject it, or we'll advance it. Okay, Rabosai, it's late. Let me just do 2 minutes of Basar B'Challah, 2 or 3 minutes of Basar B'Challah, and then...